This is Ozarks at Large. Saturday, August 21st, the fifth annual Secchi Day takes place on Beaver Lake. 5 years ago, when it was the first Secchi Day, it's safe to say hardly anyone probably knew what a Secchi Day meant. Now, more and more of us are learning about it. Amy Wilson with the Beaver Water District is here. You've explained to me over the past 5 years what Secchi Day means. Perhaps a brief reminder to people who might have forgotten.
Yes, a Secchi Day on Beaver Lake is named after what is called a Secchi disc. And the disc is a black and white disc that you lower into water. And then as you bring it back up in the water, you note at which point you were unable to see that disc. And it's a clarity reading or a turbidity reading. It's kind of lets you know how is our lake doing in terms of its quality. So this event is named after the Secchi disc. And Secchi is pronounced like Becky, S-E-C-C-H-I.
It comes, monks were the first to use the Secchi, correct?
This is correct. Actually, a monk with the last name Secchi developed this disc in the 1800s at the request of one of the elders in the church. It may have even been the Pope. I'm not recalling exactly. And still today, this is a very easy to use, reliable tool for looking at clarity in the water, and then clarity helps us determine some other factors about quality in the water of Beaver Lake.
The way Secchi Day works on Beaver Lake is there are many people who go out, volunteer scientists, and at different spots. And then they're all recorded and then cataloged and compared to previous years, right?
That is correct. We recruit teams. Individuals bring their own boats. And we have four sites at which they motor up. And they get a Secchi disc and a couple of bottles for collecting water samples. And they're going out to the same point that was tested the year before, so that we have over a period of years trends that we can establish. The additional water collections are tested in the lab later for some other parameters about water quality.
And the term volunteer scientist means people from all walks of life, families show up and go out on boats and help out.
That's correct. It is a very easy in terms of how to do it. It simply requires about a 10-minute instructions at the launch site before you take off. So it's not hard to do. All ages can do it. You do not need a GPS, a global positioning system device. We can give you directions so that you can get to the appropriate point that we want you to sample and do the test on. So, and we do launch from Rocky Branch, Lost Bridge, Prairie Creek, and Hickory Creek. And we're still recruiting people to go out in boats and help us do that part. So you don't have to be a scientist, and you can contact Beaver Water District to be involved. Drew Dickey is the individual running that for us this year.
You do need to sign up beforehand for that, correct?
Yes, you do. That requires pre-registration. There's no cost. But we recruit the teams in advance because there is a little bit of staging and, as I said, a little bit of training on the lake side, on the bank, before you pull your boat out and go do the Secchi dip. And then you are asked to bring these samples and your reading back to Prairie Creek, where the 35-plus team show up, bring their results in, and sort of like at a fishing tournament or golf tournament or what have you, as people come in, we announce what their clarity reading was, how far could they see down in the lake at that point where they were, and we do a big announcement, and we plot things on a board. So we make a bit of fanfare out of it, and we have a good time. But that's not all we do at Secchi Day.
This is the fifth annual. It has turned into a sort of water festival, not the sort of water festival where you have water skiing and such, but a water festival where you think about this body of water that's drinking water for so many of us that live in this area.
That's correct. It has. We've got a water education festival that takes place from 10 to noon this year, where we will have numerous hands-on fun activities for all ages to do. As you go through these different learning experiences, which are fun, I've done a few of them myself, in many instances you'll be able to win prizes, and all along the way you'll be learning about things. One of my favorites this year is a tool called the Eyeclops. And it's like a big eyeball, and you can put this eyeball on just about anything, and it's going to be magnified hundreds of times. And we'll be looking at different water samples and bugs and leaves and things like that and that gets projected on a screen, and we'll have some people trained to talk about what does this mean or that mean? What are you seeing in the water right now?
Rain barrels. You learn how to make rain barrels if you want to have a rain garden or if you want to save rainwater.
This is correct. We've done that for a few years, and at this rain barrel workshop, as we've begun to up the ante here. Nowadays, when there's a rain barrel workshop, you're actually building your barrel. And we do have lots of good assistance from the Cooperative Extension Service and other volunteers that allow us to build those barrels. We'll have two sessions. You do have to register in advance for that and pay an upfront fee. But when you leave after that, you'll have 45 minutes. I think we have one at 9 o'clock and one at 10:30. You'll carry your rain barrel home that day and be able to hook it up to your house and be capturing rainwater right away and helping slow down the water and utilizing it on your property instead of it running off and carrying constituents that might be bad for our lake.
And there's something called the Water Trivia Wheel.
Yes.
Did you happen to bring an example of what might be a water trivia question on the wheel?
Well, I did. Much like Wheel of Fortune, we have a big wheel, and you turn the wheel, and then it's going to land on a question. So the question might be, what is a watershed? And then if you are able to answer correctly or sort of correctly, and talk through that, then you will be eligible for a prize, and it might be a nice aluminum water bottle from Beaver Water District. It could be a water conservation wheel, which is a fun paper wheel that you can learn about water conservation from. And there are other prizes that we're coming up with right now. I'm working on getting some fun things that will appeal to all ages.